We are glad you're along. We've been serenaded here so far today by banjo player and singer Sally Potter, well-known established folk musician and promoter here in Mid-Michigan. Of course, she makes everything happen at the 10-Pound Fiddle Coffee House. It's great to have you here today, by
Thank
the way.
Thank you very much. It's
and we're going to let Sally go at it here now with Take Me Out to the Ball Game Like You've Never Heard It Before, basically,
well,
what it boils down to.
We sing choruses. We sing choruses in the seventh inning, but we never hear the verses. So Bob Rentschler, a friend of mine, he's passed now, but a friend of mine left this cassette on my front porch and said, Potter, you got to learn this song. So here it is.
Here we go.
Pitchers and catchers are reporting pretty soon, aren't they?
That's right. February. I know that.
Well, Katie Casey was baseball mad, had the fever and had it bad, just to root for the hometown crew. Every soul Katie knew, on a Saturday her young beau called to see if she'd like to go to see a show. But Miss Kate said, no, I'll tell you what you can do, you can do. Here we go. Take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I don't care if I never go back. Well, it's root, root, root for the Tigers. If they don't win, it's a shame. For it's one, two, three strikes, you're out at the old ball game. Well, Katie Casey saw all the games, knew the players by their first names, told the umpire he was wrong all along, good and strong. When the score was just 2-2, Katie Casey knew just what to do. Just to cheer up the boys she knew, she made the gang sing this song. Take me out to the ball game, take me out to the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I don't care if I never go back. Well, it's root, root, root for the Tigers. If they don't win, it's a shame. For it's one, two, three strikes, you're out at the old ball game. For it's one, two, three strikes, you're out at the old ball.
Take me out to the ball game, Sally Potter here on WKAR's Current State on a live music Friday. That was unlike we ever heard it before, very much.
Well, Bob knew we had to get the verses out there, so there they are.
So is it known whether the Katie Casey in Take Me Out to the Ball Game is related to Casey at the Bat?
Oh, or which sad, one? Sad day in Mudville if she were, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
I mean, it's interesting that that same name appears in two historic baseball creations, really, but we don't know that.
I don't know either.
That's a regular novella, actually, set to music. You're all set. You're all geared up for the Midwinter Singing Festival in East Lansing. How many years have you been?
This is the 13th year.
This is amazing. I remember the first year you did it.
Well, it's just been, people keep coming. And so they keep coming, they buy tickets, they pay the bills, we do it again.
That's nice. And how big of a crowd do you generate with
this? We'll have two crowds of between 400 and 500 on Friday and Saturday night, tonight and tomorrow night. And then we'll have a couple hundred people show up and take workshops all day tomorrow. And then there'll be a
That's
couple hundred little kids.
That's quite a response, kids. Sally.
They'll have a couple hundred little kids for the free kids concert tomorrow at 11. Yeah.
There's
a lot going on.
I sing only in my car with the windows rolled up, you know, very snugly rolled up.
You know, that doesn't matter.
That doesn't matter in an event
like
this.
No, there are 450 people, and a lot of them can sing. And it's a horrible thing to say, but your sound might sort of be drowned out. It's the feeling you get when
That's
you
encouraging.
Sing that what we're after.
Let's look at the schedule. Tonight you have a great list of song leaders, Joel Mabus.
Absolutely.
Ann Hills, Frank Youngman, and Mark Dvorak. They've all led the singing at the festival
They've
in the
all
past.
Been here. Ann's been here a couple times. once with Tom Paxton. They're old friends. Frank's been here 4 or 5 times. He brings 10 instruments, plays the piano and trumpet and accordion and bass and guitar. And he's actually a band director at Lake City Schools.
He works all those instruments into the sing-along?
Well, you got 24 songs a night, so you never know what Frank's going to pick up, basically. Okay. Yeah, accordion, concertina. Mark is really one of the best at doing this song leading thing. He's from Chicago. He teaches at the Old Town School of Folk Music. He was one of the first people I approached about this. I had met him at a folk festival in Wisconsin, and we were up pretty late one night having some beverages and just talking about things, and he sort of brought this up. And a few years later, what do you know? The festival happened, and he's been on the docket most years, either on the stage on Friday or Saturday night or leading. He leads a spectacular workshop called the Spontaneous Folk Ensemble. People bring their instruments. There's no set plan. He is just sort of a Pied Piper in getting people involved. And that's what he does for a living at the Old Town School of Folk Music, too.
And he leads the children's concert on Saturday.
He's doing this year's children's concert at 11 o'clock.
You see, you're a kid. You're below a certain age, and you have absolutely zero inhibitions about singing, probably.
Right.
And then
right.
you cross a certain age, and you are 100% or thereabouts inhibited. What is it that happens to people when they hit that age?
I don't know. I think, and the kids who survive that are in choirs, where there are a whole bunch of them, and it's okay to sing, so they keep singing. I think people just sing in different spots. I think they sing in the shower, they sing in the car, they sing while they're walking in the woods. I don't think it's people sing and then they don't sing. I just think there's a range of where they feel comfortable sharing sound. Here at the festival, we all feel comfortable sharing sound, and even that really doesn't matter because your voice as one of 450 is kind of covered up, but yet there's this incredible for whoever's listening, but there's this incredible power you get when you get to sing with all these people.
It's therapeutic, really.
It's pretty
physical. For just about everybody, it's physical. That's
very physical, part
of the reason it's therapeutic, I would imagine. Now, the themes for some of these workshops: a musical stroll through the decades, old-time songs and gospel favorites, songs of peace and justice, play along with two-chord songs.
That's Joel Mavis. He does some of the best workshops, too, and it's just low-key and bring a guitar or not, and just sometimes the simplest songs get into your heart and stay there. He is a masterful teacher, song leader, just a nice guy to hang out with.
And it's amazing what you can get out of the C chord and the G chord.
Well, there are lots of songs that Hank Williams went a long way, you know, with a couple chord songs.
Yeah.
And so have a lot of other people. Even these days, if you listen to pop music, a whole lot of songs have two chords in them.
Saturday night, the singing will be led by Dan Chouinard with music from the 1920s to the new millennium. What does that mean?
I don't know. It's just a nice phrase, maybe.
Dan's in charge of that.
Dan, the song leaders pick their songs, and they tell us what they're going to sing, and then they give the festival the words, and we print them in a booklet. And
is Dan going to dust off the latest Beyonce CD here?
I would not be surprised.
Or what?
Dan is the man, and he just knows songs.
And that will include show tunes, by the way. And you have former WKAR colleague Bob Blackman, longtime host of our folk tradition show, before he stopped doing the program, as your master of ceremonies.
He is the master of ceremonies. People, if he weren't there, people would miss his voice saying, "Welcome to the 13th Midwinter Singing Festival," and everybody goes crazy, and then he says a few things, and then we're off and singing.
Tell us more about 10-pound fiddle here. You've been at that longer than you've been at the singing festival, haven't you?
No, not really. No, this is our 40th season. It started in 1974. I didn't get to town until 84. There are probably 50 or 60 people in town that have taken taken their turn on the board of directors. The board of directors has 10 people. Every board member is in charge of something, whether it's the gate or booking or sound or membership or volunteers. It's a working board. There's a pool of about 80 to 100 volunteers that have volunteered to produce concerts and dances, and now the Fiddle Scouts, which we have. So there are, and then the Fiddle has 300 paying members, and all that means is people pay or $10 or $15 a year. You get some money off tickets, but really it's a little pot of money that the Fiddle can take some chances with and bring in some people that might not have the concerts break even. And the email is about 2,000. Mm. So the 10-Pound Fiddle is this community entity that produces concerts, dances, and Fiddle Scouts, a program for little kids.
With an awful lot of momentum.
I've been on the board 3 times, and then I get off on for a couple of years, and then I get off, and then you sort of take your turn. And if you were to put all the people that have been on the 10-Pound Fiddle board in a room, it'd be really crowded. And it's just this common desire to bring live music and dance and musical activities to the community. To not have to drive an hour or 2 hours to do everything, to bring it here. And many hands make light work, and that's really what's happened over the last 40 years.
How many dates do you have scheduled for the remainder of the season?
Remainder, probably 18. We do 28 shows a year, 28 concerts, 10 dances, and 9 Fiddle Scout meetings a year. So we have, what's that, almost 50 events.
And who is on the schedule that you're especially excited about?
Well, the big one, we always have a big one to make a little money to subsidize some of the smaller ones. Peter Yarrow of Peter, Paul, and Mary is coming on March 6th to the Hanna Community Center. Archie Fisher from Scotland is not traveling much anymore. He is traveling with James Keelahan and Jez Lowe, 3 of the premier songwriters in James is from Canada, Jez is from England, Archie's from Scotland. They're traveling, and it's a tour called Men at Words, and that will be a fascinating evening. That is, I want to say, April 17th. We're doing some shows at the Community Music School. We still do some shows at the Unitarian Church. We do bigger shows at Hanna. We've done some smaller shows at the Robin Theater in Rio Town. We work out of a post office box. Our board meetings are at Coral Gables once a month for dinner, and it's a pretty open, fluid group that books venues, a venue that will hold the size of the audience we expect. We produce small concerts. We know the person's going to draw 100 people. We find a venue with 100 people, and we book it. We're doing some shows at the Allen Marketplace with Joan Nelson and Denise Paquette. We don't mind small shows. And then we throw some big shows to make a little money to support some of the smaller shows. We really bring the people here that we want to see, whether they're going to draw a whole bunch of people.
You just find the right venue. Yeah.
We draw people. We book people that communicate and that put on good shows. And then people come, they buy tickets, and we pay our bills.
Now, I imagine the Midwinter Singing Festival information is at the 10-Pound Fiddle website.
10poundfiddle.org.
Very good.
And it's also at singingfestival.com.
Very good. Well, I'm going to ask you to kind of play us out here in just 1 minute after I remind our listeners that Monday we'll talk about options for expanding preschool in Michigan with Bridge Magazine's Ron French. Also, the Beatles recorded their early work in mono, but later became pioneers in stereo. There's a lot of nuances to their songs you might never have noticed unless you're wearing headphones. Scott Pohl studies the phonics of the Fab Four. That's all coming up Monday on Current State. I'm Mark Bashore. I'm glad you could join us here today. Sally Potter plays us out here on Friday's Current State. Have a great weekend. Sally, thank you.
Thank you.